brilliant, you know, in very cheap accommodation, very unusual accommodation. Everybody was envious. I remember having a party once on the boat, and it's very interesting living on a boat by the River Thames, because you go up and down twice a day with the tide. But the thing that you don't appreciate is how sound carries over water. So I especially remember the disco boats and Anita Bell, was a disco diva at the time, with a "So You Can Ring My Bell," and had this really long penetrating note which used to carry her right over the water and go through me, you know. So it was, you know, it was quite noisy living on a boat, but it was great fun. I did sprang a leak one time, and I had to call the fire brigade. It's, although the Bermondsey Fire Department was only about 200 yards away, I was the first and only time I'd ever dialed 999. So I had to, I phoned 999 and, "Where's the fire? Where is the fire actually? I'd like you to come and pump me out. And we'll ring you back." So they did ring me back, and luckily they did come. But the boat was going up and down and punctured itself from a sharp object, and it was pumped out by the fire brigade. And it had to be taken away to a ship, to a shipyard for a repair. But that was the only major catastrophe, other than the time that the water froze one time and I filled the kettle full of snow because I didn't have any water coming into the. Had water, electricity, and all of that. But the water pipes had frozen, so there was nothing coming out of the tap. So I filled the kettle full of snow. And I forgot that snow is mostly air, so I blew the element in the kettle. I always remember that lesson in the future. But it was a great time. I mean, the London was going through some very profound changes, and there was lots of work. The Docklands redevelopment had just begun to start in Bermondsey. East of London Bridge. So there was the old wharves where I was living, probably hadn't changed much since Dickensian times, and always used to feature in either series like Doctor Who or Sweeney that was popular at the time, or French Lieutenant's Woman was a film that they shot part of it there. They were all being turned into sort of luxury flats and apartments, and that's what they are now.